Boo. Good morning. Happy Halloween. Joyous Showin. Or Samhain. It's the 31st of October, 7:55 a.m. A lovely morning. It's quite cold. I am rather chilly. And good morning. Good morning. Yesterday was not a really productive day. Yesterday was perhaps the first day that my exoskeleton failed me. I didn't really do enough yesterday to really feel like I made progress. So, in part because I was exhausted. I think I talked yesterday morning about how tired I was as I was walking, and it didn't get any better as the morning went along. I tried to take a nap to kind of catch up a little bit, and that didn't work. And so most of the day I was sort of drifting from one not terribly productive task to the next, which was unfortunate, to say the very least. And I've got one hand in a glove, and it's quite warm. The other one is not in a glove, and it is not quite warm at all. A minute 45. And I didn't start Endomondo this morning, so I have no idea. I just sort of pottering along without rhyme or reason. Yeah, it's cold. It's beautiful though. It's a gorgeous morning. The younger daughter went to school today, dressed in as a flapper zombie. So she had makeup all over her face and a rather cute flapper outfit that was spreading feathers everywhere. It wasn't pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, yeah, I don't have a lot to say today, in part because I didn't do anything yesterday. There wasn't anything really publishing-wise. There wasn't a lot going on yesterday. I'll be glad when the election's over next week. The phone calls will stop. I voted last week, or the week before. This is a mail-in vote. You don't have to mail it in. You can actually drop it off at a polling place. Or you can go to a polling place and vote. But, yeah, they mail the ballots out on the 14th, and then you fill it in, put it in the privacy sleeve, and send it back. So mine was, I think we got ours on like the 15th or 16th. Mailed them out on the 17th. So I've already voted. And yet we keep getting these surveys from people who insist on going through this script that, you know, doesn't really apply because we already voted. How likely are you to vote? Well, pretty much 100%. It's just one of those things, you know, I already voted. So yeah, the biggest thing was, I think as it was a couple days ago now, was some agent was spewing amusing bile on Amazon, which is pretty much de rigueur these days if you're linked to the established publishing industry. Then Amazon is the great Satan. And it was just, it was just silly. It was just silly. And I don't know if it's because they just haven't actually taken a step back to look, or if I'm being particularly naive. Because all these people who've been involved in publishing, they keep saying the same things, so yeah, clearly they all have been indoctrinated the same way. And yet they seem, their reality seems so foreign to my reality. I guess that's the most realistic It's not exactly an optimistic view, it's a realistic view of, you know, they clearly believe, or at least from their writing, they clearly believe what they're saying. And yet it's so different, it's so foreign, this idea that Amazon is going to reduce the royalty rates and how terrible it is. And yet there's no evidence to support the notion that Amazon might reduce the rates. I mean, they could take it down to 35% or 30%, whatever the low number is, but as long as the other vendors are paying that amount, they sort of have to keep them up. And I think it was Barry Eisler had a post not too long ago that I just read over the weekend, that was talking about that. It was addressing head-on this idea that the mainstream press are saying, well, you have to side with us in order to beat Amazon, because if Amazon succeeds in killing publishing, I can't imagine why they would, but if they do, then they'll lower the rates for everybody. And so his argument was, well, then shouldn't you be arguing to raise the rates for the legacy publishers, which are currently really quite low, in order to keep Amazon's rates high, Monk Post, because the more people have higher rates, the less ability Amazon has to lower theirs. And it's not a bad argument. As long as Kobo is in business, and I don't see Kobo going out of business anytime soon, Nook is probably not long for this world. But Kobo, iBooks, maybe is going to stay around. Apple's pricing and royalty payout scheme is somewhat less than optimal, but that's enough to keep Amazon cranking. So I don't know, it's an interesting argument. I'm not seeing the world where publishers are heavily curating content in terms of picking the best content available. I see them working very hard to pick the same things they've always been able to sell. So the argument that agents are always looking for a new voice has always been hollow. It doesn't ring true to me because agents aren't looking for new voices. They're looking for the same thing that sold last year, which is why once some of these genres get stuck in, they're desperately difficult to move, because once they are seen as a cash cow, that's what the people are buying. That's what the agents are buying. That's because that's what the acquisitions editors are buying. Small press isn't a whole lot better, because small press can afford to take chances even less than big press can. Although, in honesty, you gotta wonder if there isn't a much better model. I'm cold and my knees hurt. I don't know if those two things are related, but sun is up. It's kind of watery this morning. It's behind a layer of high thin clouds, so the warmth is being diffused a little bit. Feels good when I can stand directly in it, but even then it's still kind of chilly. Have Halloweeners at the house tonight. a lovely day. It's quite a delicious day. In spite of the fact that it's cold. My fingers have warmed up good. They were quite cold a little while ago. I still recording. Seems to be. Yep, 15:31, 32. Okay. And tomorrow is NaNoWriMo, and I'm probably not going to write anything next month because I'm going to be busy marking up and correcting galleys. I should get Ravenwood today. I haven't done a very good job of follow through here. I only have 2 books left, and really only 1.5. Need to get that up today, I think. That needs to be moved up in my ferret list. Interesting. The little pug is... I recognize the dog. I don't see the owner anywhere. He's not usually far away. Oh, there he is. Okay. Cute little pup. Making the rounds. Oh, he's got this dog-sitting dog with him. Barking dog. 3 different people screaming at it. That's amusing. I'm sure that helps. Good morning. Are paving the next street over. There's a rumble, a low rumble of heavy equipment. I can hear it even from here. They've been working on it for a couple days. They've got the side dump and bottom dump trucks. Here comes another one. Yeah. Trying to put down enough asphalt to cover up the flaws. They did a really good job on our street, I'll give them that. So, here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.